Hey, you're here. You made
What's
it.
up? How's it going?
Good, good. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Cree of Cree Speaks Media, a media platform dedicated to showcasing diverse talent and authentic experiences with South Carolina on the forefront. Carolina shit, let's get it. Black Dave is actually my first guest. This is episode 3. Thank you if you've been rocking with me so far. So let me describe him from what I gather. So I first learned about you when I saw you in the organization I'm a part of, Conquer Movement. When I saw you in the What Is Masculinity documentary, I didn't know you, but I was like, ah, that brother got something to say. But then we had a conversation out at the Freedom Festival last year in
Yes.
Charleston. We were talking about music, so I was like, okay. So then I found out you were behind Amethyst, and I was like, this is fucking dope. So Black Dave is a multi-passionate creative who's very active in the South Carolina music scene. I'm going to let him get into all his hats, but the Amethyst project was a major project where there were what you said there were around 70 artists that you invited, and 50 showed up, locked in the studio with some producers, and just created magic on the spot. And and I thought that that was amazing. Most people think about what happened with Dreamville. I've read in a publication that that was kind of an idea you had, and you took it and run with it. So that is amazing. We're gonna get to that.
Perfect.
So the song of the episode is "Intro" by Contour and Illadel. I wanted him to choose. He put that one in. I was like, yes, I absolutely love Contour. I think he's super exceptional. I'm still learning about Illadel. I know him from DJing. So tell us about that track.
The tracks produced by Contour, they did a whole mixtape called Verses, and Illadel kind of just raps a single verse on every beat that Contour throws at him. I actually recorded the whole thing and mixed it, mastered it, whatever. And yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I can tell you all about it, because I actually was there. And that was a time period before Contour, like the band, before Contour is what he is now. Where he was making beats, where he was rapping. And Illadel, like, everyone knows him from DJing, but he's like a phenomenal rapper. Anything he does musically is like actually super good. It's kind of annoying, but it's a cool project, 'cause it's super short. I feel like it's only like 11 minutes long, 12 minutes long. And if you've never heard either of them, like Contour's production or Illadel rapping, that little short time is like, oh, cool, I get it. And yeah, so it's cool. It's cool.
That's dope. That's dope. So I always have the option of trying to promote Anchor for to get paid or picking a song. But lately I've been like, let me just pick a song to start off the episode to expose people to some artists that they may not know of. So boom, that is that. So
Yes.
Black Dave, tell us about the many hats you wear. I know I can't keep up. I know that you're a producer. I know that you are the mastermind behind the Amethyst Project. Tell us about some other things that you're doing creatively to in South Carolina and beyond.
So of course I do music, so I'm also like an artist, I guess is the word that people use. And I make beats, I DJ, I do graphic design, I do web design, photography, some basic video stuff. I have a clothing brand, sort of thing called Charleston Hype, which is essentially like I flip popular logos and they just say Charleston instead.
Oh, I've seen that. I didn't know you were behind that. That's dope.
So that's like the gist of it, is like people normally see like the Nike t-shirt that says Charleston that I made, or the Adidas one. Those are like the two popular ones. There's an There's an anti-social social club flip out right now. It's just anti-Charleston Charleston club. And that one, there's a Thrasher one. There's a Supreme one from when I launched the website initially. There's a Pagal one. It looks like GM though. It's kind of like the same logo. My friend pointed out to me later.
Okay.
I feel like there are a few more. It's a bunch of stuff. But yeah, if you look on the Instagram, it's literally just like logo flips. And so yeah, that's the gist of it. And what else? I think that's roughly it. That's roughly it. Yeah.
Roughly it. Yes, that's a lot. And I really admire multi-passionate creatives. I consider myself one. My biggest issue is, everybody's like, pick one and bank off of it. And I saw the video on your page with Gary V, and I really enjoyed that. So that's dope that you even got a chance to speak to him, and he's like, you want to be happy, or you want to have money, or whatever. So I thought that was really dope.
Yeah, the rest of the clip is like it's pretty much like it's a long game, and if something pops off, then you have the opportunity to be anything or everything, you know? So it's not like it's kind of one of those things where it's like do everything that you like to do, and if something works, no matter which thing it is, you're gonna do something you like doing. And so, but I'm my goal is to do and be all of the things. I try to think of like Virgil Abloh, kind of, you know, how he's doing like fashion, he's doing art, and he's doing music, and just like, you know, creative direction, graphic design, blah 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 blah. I want to be kind of like that. So, plus anime.
I
So
saw
yeah.
that on your pages. I saw it. I want to get into anime. I feel like I'm super late. I like very basic things like Pokemon and Sailor Moon, but
No way.
like very basic, but not too deep. I like some of the anime movies, but I would love to get more into it. And I'd just be happy to see people who are actually into it and create art around it. I think it's really dope.
Yeah, I'm working on a like first anime you should watch list, and I'll make sure I slide it your way when I finish it. So it's gonna be like really simple like anime. So like Pokemon, of course, has been going on. You know, Ash is only 11 in Pokemon, and Pokemon's been on for 11 years. So it's kind of crazy. And
Wait,
like,
been for 11 years.
no, way more than 11
Oh,
years. Like twice his age, 20 something. It's older than Ash. The show is older than Ash. Ash has been the same age all these years. But Sailor Moon has a ton of episodes. Like it has sequels. There's Sailor Moon S. There's Sailor Moon R. And so I'm trying to make a list that's like short. So it's like anime that's like 12 episodes, 24 episodes, 50 episodes at the most, that you can consume at once, and that are like all like different genres, different types of people. Because anime is different from American cartoons, because in American cartoons are mostly for kids, and if they're not for kids, then it's probably like a comedy, like an adult comedy, like a
Right.
Family Guy or like a Rick and Morty or whatever. But anime, they have drama, they do have comedy, they have, you know, action, they have like, it's almost like in replacement of movies, even though they also have movies. And it's for all age groups, you know, they have stuff for kids, they have stuff for adults. So it's very large, it's very culturally influential, and yeah, I'm just constantly inspired by anime.
I see, and I
So
love it. I love it. And I have to say, to get things going with Amethyst, I would just want to, I like to gas people, and I would just love to say I really, really admired the marketing, the color scheme, the way it was done, the way it was laid out on your Instagram. I'm a social media fiend. So I caught the eye for your, the graphics, the way the content is being pushed out, and I think you really did your fucking thing,
thank you, thank you. I like I think I ripped off the Dreamville flyer word for word, and then like ripped off the design style. So when the Dreamville thing happened, I designed my own invite to the Dreamville one, and people thought I was like actually invited. And then, so when I was doing Amethyst, I pretty much just was like, there's no need to like change what worked. And so I just like did the exact same thing, invited a fuckload of people. Can I cuss? I'm sorry. I know I
What?
said the F word.
Pre-speaks media, cuss. You gonna hear me?
Yo, some people's not about that life. So I just invited a bunch of people, and the way it came together was super simple. Like it was literally just like a group Instagram DM. And I was just like, yo, pick some artists. And that was like the start of the whole thing.
That's amazing. I was actually going to ask you that. That was going to be one of my first questions as far as what was your process for choosing the team of organizers? I know I met Chris Kalin last year. I've known Candace for quite a while. I've only been on scene for what, going on 2 years, going on 3 years. Candace was one of the first creatives that I came across that like really inspired me to be like, yeah, let me take this idea and go because there's talent out here. I definitely love DJ Scorio. He's one of my favorite DJs. I love him. So, and then I feel like I'm leaving out somebody. Who am I leaving out?
Be fresh,
Be Fresh.
be fresh.
That
Yeah,
name rings a
and that's
bell.
it. Yeah,
I
that's it.
feel like I.
He ran Soul Food clothing, and it was like a music thing too. But he's like, if you've only been out for the last couple of years, he's been like off for the last
Oh,
few
he
years,
shows love all the
and
time on my page. Okay.
yeah. I just meant like in terms of like doing stuff. So we used to do this, like the hip hop scene was a lot different, in like 2013, 2014, 2015, and Brandon was like a big part of that. Like he was throwing shows all across the state. He had like a collective of artists that he was rolling with, stuff like that. So it's like if you were around for it, you'd be like, oh yeah, he used to do this. He used to, do the shows at Sneaker. He used to like. He even did stuff like APB, in the last few years, et cetera, et cetera. But for picking people, there were no standards. It was literally just like, yo, who do you think will make a good album? Pick them. I didn't tell anyone no. Like I wasn't like, oh, I don't like them. No. It was just like I sort of talked to a couple of them beforehand. Like, hey, I have this idea. And of course, all of them were like, oh, that's a great idea. Or like, I have a similar idea. So it kind of worked out. And I was like, yeah, just pick like seven people. I was like, two of them have to be producers. And everyone ended up picking way more than seven people. And then as we started picking people too, after that, what happened was we'd be like, well, shit, we forgot about whoever, we forgot about this person, we forgot about that person. And so, yeah, that's how it ended up being so many invites. And people are like, well, you guys just picked your favorites. You guys just like are like continuing to gatekeep music and blah blah blah. And I don't disagree. We did pick our favorites. We are gatekeeping music in a sense. It's if I tell people if they are upset about what we do, then they should do it themselves. So like I'm
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
yeah, so that's my thing. And I try to be super transparent about everything we do. I try to tell people how easy it is. I try to give people all my resources. I was throwing rap shows for the last Well, I'd stopped for the last couple of years, but I was throwing rap shows for a couple of years before that, the first Saturday of every month, at a spot downtown, and kids would come and they'd be like, "This is dope," and I would just be like, "That guy over there is the guy you need to talk to if you want to do this." Like, I would just be like, "Yeah, oh, you need his number? His number is this. Oh, hit him up on Facebook. It's this.
Yeah.
There's a train coming by, and trains are loud at my house, so I live right by one, so I like to apologize." But yeah, I'm like. Nothing you can give away game because only like 5 or 10% of people are going to actually use it, so it doesn't really matter. You should be I think everyone should be giving it away,
I love
because
that mindset.
it's not about it's exactly I agree. I think it's great. Like you shouldn't no one's gonna do it, and if they do it, it's not gonna be like you did it, so it doesn't matter.
Yes. I live with that, and I want to piggyback on something you said. There were people talking. I remember being on Twitter. Honestly, deleted Twitter because it would just make me want to cuss people out, and I was like, "Cree, you can't do that. So you need to just delete the app," because I would just see so much negativity. And I remember that it was like, "So who are these people doing this, and why wasn't I invited?" I'm like, first of all, you know, there are how many artists out right now? There's absolutely no way everybody's going to get picked. So you either have to push hard. You need to be building your network, which some of the dopest artists are not doing. They're not building their network. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, to themselves. They enjoy the gassing they get from their friends, but they're not actually getting out there to other people. So it's like, if you are not picked, there's always going to be another opportunity. Number two, maybe you're not the sound they're looking for. You create your own with the sounds you want. And I feel like let's just say next year, you know, five different lock-ins happen, and then you got all these different sounds. Guess what happens? Who loses from that? It's either going to be people going to say it's whack, or people are going to rock with it. You know, like, it's really, there's only a few outcomes that can happen. So I feel like, you know, it is what it is. You should pick your favorites. I honestly feel like it's brilliant for the way you organize it. You wanted people to be producers. You wanted people that were musically sound in different ways. You have Candice, who is not an artist, but she knows so much about the scene because she used to throw shows. She curates a lot of music. You have Chris Kalen, who's a radio personality, who also does a similar thing. You have a DJ. You have producers. So I don't feel like it's biased in any way. I feel like for the most part, people are going to agree on who's hot and who moves people. And I can say that about some, I saw a good bit of the names. There's a lot of names I don't know yet, because there's like layers and layers and layers of artists. It's like, some of the names I saw, I was like, yes, okay, I think this is going to be good. Just simply from what I know, and I learned about some more, just being on the listening section. I'm looking forward to the next one. So I feel like you guys did an amazing job. I would love to see this happen again.
You should do it. I don't want to do it.
I will. I actually was thinking earlier. Now last year I did a women in hip hop show, because a lot of people are not really familiar with too many of the women in hip hop. The hip hop artist here, and I always feel like it leans toward two different ways. She's either super super hood or super super slutty, which I love them all. Don't get me wrong, like, I don't want people to think I'm slut shaming or anything, but I don't like the fact that there's only two narratives, or there's only can be one. I'm like, what about these in between sounds that don't even fit? What about those who fit in both? What about those who don't? So I put together a lineup. Yeah. It was a total of 11 women, 9 were features, 2 came in just for the cypher. And I was just sitting here thinking, like, I could totally do this, create something like this. I had heard from one of the girls on my lineup that something like this has been done, but it was ran by males. She said that they were trying to get them to beef with each other. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, made her, like, literally just.
Yeah, that's corny.
It's really corny. And then they came to her with, well, you got to show some ass. And she's not even, she's a stud.
So, oh, God. You know, they be hiding it, though. They be hiding it in there. So
I thought that was funny. And I really thought I could totally do that. But I also, you've really inspired me. What I do with Cree Speaks Media is I like to look at the sounds that aren't being heard. I don't feel like, R&B gets as much love. I'm looking for the Afro beats and reggae. Yeah. You know, so you are an inspiration to many people right now, whether you realize it or not. You and everybody who is a part of the Amethyst Project, down from the artists to the organizers. So, kudos and much love to you.
Thank you. One thing that's interesting is maybe you should think about doing a women's one. You know, like, I think we invited maybe like 15-20% of the invites were women. A lot of them didn't show up, but, like, you know, like, we invited Chelsea Blaze, who didn't show up. We invited B Kiddo, who didn't show up. We invited Niecy Blues, like, you know, but, like, the women who did show up, like, Rayla June showed up. Poppy Native or whatever she goes by right
That's
now
nice.
showed up, like whatever. We all argued with her at Amethyst, like, yo, don't change your name. She was like, I already changed my name. We're like, we don't care what your name is anymore. So like there, so you know, I saw like in Charleston, you know, there's like Queen Cats, like Lyrical, you know, you got like Lay Willis, like you got women who like really rap. You still got Rayla June who showed up. You got women who sing. I remember when I was throwing Charleston Hype shows, I was always super pumped to have girls in my lineup. I mean, you know, that an idea of a fully female lineup is much cooler to me
Wow.
than I don't know. That's just me. That's just me.
It's a different, I feel
I
like
don't know.
women bring a different energy. And like the artists, when I did that show last year, I called it We Can All Eat. I launched a whole movement surrounding it. Everybody was just wow. They because the way I curated the lineup from the sequence to the types of artists, it was just you could not walk out there and be like, they all sounded the same. They were all had their own unique style. Everybody felt comfortable, and I feel like that's what happened when we just embrace women as they are instead of telling them what they need to do, what they need to dress like. When you don't censor them and let them be them, like it was just beautiful. So I can't get that feeling back. And I actually was planning part two of the show, but I was having an issue with kind of coming up, nailing down. I was trying to make the lineup shorter, which I have the hardest time doing because I want everybody to perform. But I'm like, Cree, you trying to you if you're really trying to pay people, you know you can't do this. But I thought, maybe I could do a whole project thing. If that's definitely in the air. So I want to just thank you for inspiring
It's
me.
so much easier than you think to do.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, super easy. I can give you all the keys for the process, and I'll help
How
however I
about
can.
we talk about that now? So let's just say, not even just me, there's anybody who was planning a project. What would you call this? Like a mass
Like
record.
this, like that. Yeah, so this is literally, I can go like this is how our DMs went. Hey guys, I have this idea. I need y'all to pick artists. Okay, so they go through, they pick artists. And then I was like, by the way, I still don't have a place to record. Like I literally just was like, we'll figure it out as we go. Like, and I was like, hopefully, like they'll sponsor the space. So what happened was, Chris, Kalen, and Q from Dynamics were just opening a studio like the same week that I sent out the DM.
Wow.
So
Oh,
it kind of worked out.
thank
Like they were,
God.
it was just like, it was like, all right, well, we have a studio. I was like, oh, cool. Boom. Studio was knocked out. And then that was it. That was it. Like, what else did I need? You know, I have a studio, I have the artists, I have people to help me organize it. I just designed the flyers and that was it. I picked a date. Like, I was like, okay, cool. I want to do it this day. And that was it. And the date was probably like a month and a half, 2 months out from when we planned. So it wasn't even like I like to move super fast. You know, I wasn't covering anyone's room and board. Our initial plan was to record for 48 straight hours, but we had to shut down the studio at night because of like some of the limitations of where we were. So like we went to like midnight the first night and then till like 2 a.m. the second night. And yeah, it was just that's how it was. And then when we got to the studio itself, we had two rooms set up for recording, and then the studio space itself had a separate area where it was like meeting rooms and stuff like that, kind of like a lobby-ish. And people could make beats in there, they could connect, they could write stuff. And then during the recording process, I was recording and Q was recording. We would upload the progress of songs to a Google Drive folder, and everyone who was there had access to it. So they could listen to the songs, and if they wanted to add to the song, if they wanted to write a verse, if they thought somebody else should get on it, if they wanted to change something, whatever, whatever, they could listen to the songs and start writing right there and be like, cool, I'm gonna finish this song up because there's already one verse. I'm gonna finish this song up because there's a hook or there's two verses already
That's
or whatever.
amazing. So that was a very like organized way to kind of keep up with everything.
Yeah, and we had a big whiteboard that didn't stay very updated, but when the so we did the first day. When the second day started, I filled in the whiteboard with everything that we had. I filled in the whiteboard with songs that were incomplete and what we needed. Like I'd be like, oh, we need one more verse. Or if people said they wanted to record the songs, I'd write their names in, and I just took a picture of it and I tried to just knock it out as we were going. Also, we used Discord to house all the artists, and we just had a group chat because Instagram doesn't let you have a group chat with however
Wait,
many
you said
people we had in our group chat. There
Discord?
was like Discord. Yeah, it's something that like gamers used to use. They still use it, but it was almost strictly for gamers, and they would voice chat through it, like when they play PC games. But it's become like a text-based chat that a lot of people of all different types of whatever use, like all different types of people. It's kind of like Slack. It's like Slack for gamers, if you've ever used Slack. But Slack's like kind of professionally. It's like GroupMe. That's something niggas use. It's like GroupMe but better.
Oh, okay.
And GroupMe with categories, GroupMe with features, like it's be way better than GroupMe. GroupMe with bots, GroupMe with like all kinds of stuff. I want to get everyone on Discord. I want to get everyone off GroupMe. GroupMe is so ghetto. I don't even fuck with it at all. But yeah, so I had a lot of things in place that help. So the keys are Discord. There's a website called Drive Uploader. So what happened was with the producers, I was letting them upload beats maybe 2 weeks before the session started, and they were uploading beats to a Google Drive folder, and artists, if they wanted to, could write. So when we got there, they could record immediately.
Okay.
What else? That's it. That's pretty much all the details of how things worked. Yeah, I mean, I still have the group chat, like we're still in it, we still talk about stuff. And the folder is actually still there with all the beats, the folders with all the progress, like they're all there if people wanted to like listen to them who were involved. Yeah, so that's it. That's the process. And then during the 2 days, you just do as much as you can.
Wow. So, I think I had a, what was the question I had? So you say 50 artists showed up. So what was it like just kind of managing people as far as just making sure everybody had what they need, the whether it was inspiration, whether it was, helping them get out of a block they were having, a mental block, whether it was, coordinating schedules for recording, like what would that look like?
So, like the first day, what happened was Q ended up being late. So, like, we were supposed to start at like 8 a.m., but we didn't start till like 10. And so we just talked. So, like, I had met Pat X in the morning. I had met Adam Black that morning. I'd met a few people that I
So you
didn't know
didn't
that
know
morning.
Pat before then?
And then, like,
No.
no, I didn't know Pat before then.
Oh, y'all were not at the same taping for What Is Masculinity, were y'all?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought y'all knew each
I think he, if we did, I didn't like I don't remember.
other.
But no, I don't think he was there. I don't think he was there. And then yeah, so it was like 5 or 6 of us out there. We just talked and like hung out, and so we got comfortable. And then once it's set up, I had a bunch of tables in one room, a few sets of speakers. And people just played music. Then when it came time to like record, we were just like, yo, who's ready? Yo, who's ready? We would Q and I would kind of finish, and then we would go and be like, well, who needs to record? And people would be like, me, 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 me. And we'd be like, all right. And then we'd just start rolling them in. There was a point in time where I had a line of like 12 people to
Wow.
record. So songs didn't get finished because we just ran out of time. People had to go places. People had to go back to their respective cities, like whatever. So yeah, it was a lot, but it wasn't unmanageable, and we still made a lot of songs. I think any blocks people had, they kind of had to get over themselves. I know like a few people came and they just were like, so much was going on, I couldn't even get in. And I was like, I feel like you didn't try to get in. You know, you're probably just intimidated by the situation. But there's nothing we can do about that. You know, if you want in, you'll get in. If you don't, then you won't. So yeah, but everyone, I mean, anyone who wanted to get stuff done got stuff done. You know, like off key, he kind of worked more in like a, I already know this person's music, so I'm gonna link with them. And then like he would kind of start a song off, and somebody else would be like, all right, I like this, let me get on this or whatever. And so he was sitting in a room just playing beats, making beats, and people would come in and be like, yo, can I get on this? Like that's kind of how it went. The producers were playing beats, making beats. There are beats in the folder, and they'd be like, yo, somebody on this? And they would just get on it. Like, on the second half, I have a song that I produced, and it was like the first beat I made. Like, I got there, I was like, I have to record soon, let me make like two beats. And so, the first beat I made, Rayla June got on, Tyler Cash got on, Matt Monday got on it. I think that's all who's on it. Yeah, and it's just like, first beat, like, and so yeah, that's kind of how it went. I know there's a song in the second half that Grooms produced, same thing. Like people were like, yo, I heard this beat, and he was like, let me open it. And then it became like a, I want to say 7 or 8 people on the song.
Wow,
Like,
like eight. That's like back
yeah.
in like the 90s, early 2000s style. It was like 10 people on a fucking song. I live for that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just that's how it went, really. Like people would just play stuff, and they just kind of work like that. So it's not impossible. It's really, once you're in it, it's a little chaotic. If you're like like not ready or not organized, you have to be somewhat prepared, you know? You can't just be like, well, I don't have an engineer. Like, everyone's just gonna record themselves, I guess. Like, we had two engineers. There were two rooms. Like, I kind of had an idea of how I wanted things to go. I had gotten some extra tables. I'd gotten some extra, well, they had chairs. I'd brought my speakers. Like, other people had brought their speakers. Like, yeah. So, I mean, we were organized. It wasn't crazy, though. It's pretty
It sounds
straightforward.
like you gave
There's nothing to be afraid of.
everybody, basically everything was there. You just had to bring your talent and your mindset and just make something shake.
And that's what happened. I think that's what happened. People did that, and then we got a bunch of songs. And you know, not and I mean, people came who didn't record anything. People came who never uploaded a beat. People came who like maybe had something written but never recorded. Like yeah, so people came, like somehow someone ended up on a song who wasn't even invited. I don't know how that happened. I wasn't the one who recorded it. You know, so yeah, you know, it's and we tried like giving everybody wristbands to know who was who, and that second day we were just like, it was too
Wow.
much. Everybody was comfortable by then,
I like that
so
though. You know what I love? And I will say this, I'm gonna speak from my even personal experience. What I love about male entrepreneurs is I feel like if it was a woman running it would just been so much overthinking about, oh my gosh, what about this? What about this? And sometimes that can be a good thing. Sometimes it can, things will go smooth, but then there are sometimes where, we'll get so stressed out and be like, fuck it. Like we're not even gonna get started because we're thinking about everything. And you're just like, fuck it. We're gonna show up. We're going to do something. Whatever happens, happens. It'll get worked out, and boom, magic happens.
Yeah, but that's how I live my life. I feel like people should be living like that. People should be like, I don't know what I'm gonna do when we're done here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just am like, I wake up every day and I'm like, okay, what do I have to do? You know, what's going on? Like, I don't live further than like a few hours out.
I feel that. I feel that.
So yeah, and if I have an idea, I do it as fast as I can. Yeah, so yeah, like you get everyone else involved, like if you talk to them, it's really like they'll probably be like, yeah, Dave asked me this day, and then 3 days later he had it. Like, oh, okay, you know, and they're like, oh, well, because even with the date that to record, I was like, let's do it in 4 weeks. They were like, no. I was like, why? All right, what's wrong? Like, if they're really artists, they'll be ready. Like, I didn't care. Like, I, because that's how I live my life. Like,
Because that was
so
December,
it
correct? That
was,
was December 8th.
yeah, eighth
Right.
and ninth.
Somebody asked me, why wasn't you there? And I'm like, I mean, I have kids. So y'all don't want my, I have three
Yeah.
sons. Y'all don't want them running around there. I mean, unless y'all gonna watch.
What's I thought about asking you to carry after the fact, but I was like, this is too many people. Like, you know, there are times I do a lot of stuff by myself and trying to be like super diplomatic about it all and be like, all right, what's everybody thinking? I'm like, fuck, I should have just done this by myself. So, you know, even with like five other people, I'm just like, oh man, like I just need to talk to one person about this. And it's like, but there are like five people that I want to be on even terms with. Even though they're all like, Dave, it was your idea, just whatever you're thinking. And I'm like, I appreciate it, but like I want to be on equal footing with y'all. I don't want to be like the
That's
leader.
beautiful.
No.
I think that a
So.
lot of people, just in general in South Carolina, not just artists, but in general, that's something that knowing how to work with the team and knowing how to lead and just trying to be considerate of the people around you. Even though everybody gonna keep passing you back the ball, you still know that you want to make sure you get that outside input.
Yeah, so it's fine. It worked out. Everything worked out. And yeah, it was just it's cool. I think now that I can play it, well, now that you know I've played it for people, even if it's only half of it, I kind of feel a little bit better.
Can
Like I'm
breathe
like,
a
okay,
little.
you guys liked it. It wasn't a waste of my time. Like, because that's kind of the thing. Like, when you make anything. Like when I make clothes, when I make songs, when I design something, there's like the space between you finish the work and you put the work out, and the people consume it that like you're not, I don't get stressed, but you're kind, I'm more like wondering, like I'm like, okay, is this gonna be good? And I'm not stressed, I'm just like, I wonder what they'll say. And then that can consume me more than being like, oh my God, is it bad? I don't think that. I just think like, I wonder if they catch what I catch, or I wonder if they like what I like, or show me something I don't see, or whatever, positive or negative. And I don't even, there's like a Buddhist idea that bad doesn't exist, and that we live on a sliding scale of good, and that there is no good or completely good. So that's how I try to look at things. It's just like, it's not bad, it's just less good. You know, it's like it's too good. You know, it's 2 points of good instead of 10 points of good or
That's
whatever.
actually a great
So,
mindset to have because that way, when you get into the mindset that something is super, super bad, you feel like this isn't even, you can't even fix it. It's just bad. It's like a permanent state when really it's just, there could be more nurturing, there could be more taking care of it.
yeah, I mean anything can be good. There are songs in the project that I don't even like, that everyone else is like, no, everyone likes this song, you're crazy, you know. And it's just like, to me it's just less good, you know. I don't, we didn't play it on in the second half. There's like a song especially that I was like, I don't even want to put this song on the album, and everybody was like, nah, this might be the single. And I was like, single? I don't even like it. So yeah, so I mean it's one of those things, but that's the beauty of working with other people, is you get to see stuff that you don't see, you get to hear stuff that you won't hear, you get to like, everything that happens is something that you can't experience by yourself.
Yes, I oh my gosh,
So
that's such a great point. That even that you can bring five people together that you deem, hey, we all have really great music tastes. which is relative, right? But then they could still just not be on a consensus on a certain thing. But there's this person over here who's like, you know, I see something else here. Like, just watch out for this one. And yeah. I think it's like, if people enjoy it, if people are moved by it, like, it's, hey, the job was done, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, so it's great. There's no need to shy away from it. And like, one of the things too is everyone always complains about how people don't work together. So it's like, okay, let's work together. Let's see what happens. Let's see if that's really the problem. You know, let's see if your complaints are true. You know, because everyone has a reason that they think things aren't working for them, or things aren't working for the state or for their city or whatever. And so it's like, okay, let's eliminate some excuses. Let's try to figure out if this is the problem. You know, is the problem that people don't work together? Is the problem egos? Is the problem this? You know, because it's like, if we curate the album, like, I want to say there's a song played, I think, on this first half. It was a Jot Junior song. He was on so many songs. And every song he wrote, every song he wrote a hook for, he wrote a verse for it. I took verses off, you know? And so it's like, if his ego gets in the way of that, not that the song will be less, but he doesn't have the opportunity. He doesn't have the option to let his ego get in the way, because it's not his song, it's our song. You know what I'm saying? And so, and even with the project, you know, we had recorded some stuff and ego had gotten in the way, and they were pretty much like, I don't even want to be on the project. So everything they recorded, we just took off the project, you know? And when your ego, that's like, your ego is getting in the way. But if we eliminate that possibility as much as we can, then let's see if the songs are better. Let's see if more things get done. Let's see if other people are willing to share your music, even if it's got the caveat of having their music in it as well. So it's been fun. I'm interested to see how it pans out, because to me, I'm experimenting. It's like a science experiment for me. I'm like, okay, let's see what happens when we do this. Let's see what happens when we do that. Will people spend money? No. Will they share it? Like, how hard do the artists promote? Like, let's see everything, you know? So we kind of get that view, that special view of like seeing what everybody's doing.
So what has surprised you thus far about this whole project?
Nothing. I think everything's going, like, everything's just going. I won't know until like it's out. The only thing that'll surprise me will be the response. Like, I think, like, to me, way before, like, first mixes of the album, I was like, this album's good, period. Like, this album's good. It doesn't matter if it's from South Carolina, it doesn't matter if it's from Canada, it doesn't matter if it's like anybody. I was like, this is a good album by all music standards. You know, I don't do that for local album shit. I don't do none of that. So I was like, this is good. My thing is like, will other people think it's good? Will we be able to sell tickets? Will blogs write about this? Will, you know, people who matter care? That's where I'm at. And so that's when I'll be surprised, is when I'm like, oh, you did hear it. Oh, you did see it. I like, you know, that's my that's when I'll be surprised, because everything up to that is like, I've been working with rappers for years. I've been working with producers for years. I've been recording music for years. All that stuff is normal. So it's, for me, it's more to see how the world reacts to what we're doing. That'll surprise me. So I'm not surprised yet. Everything's good. Everything's not surprising.
Wow. Yet. I like that. So, I know that it's not out yet, but as far as the recording process, do you feel like your overall, like the recording, artists just coming together, producers coming together, do you feel like your overall vision was fulfilled? Even slightly, even a little bit, a lot of bit? Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. Coronavirus has us kind of thrown off, like from timetable, I guess. But yeah, everything for me is going great. The goal of everyone recording an album is complete. It being good is complete. Now all that's left is to make sure we get all the details right, get the videos right, get all the merchandise right, get all the shows right, get as much press as we can, get as much sharing as we can. Everyone's been working for free, so I'm trying to find ways to pay everyone. So the merch is huge for that. The shows will be huge for that. Album sales, getting it on streaming. Streaming isn't a bunch of money, but every cent helps, because artists need to feel legitimized, like I want them to believe that what they're doing is worth money, so I try to pay them as much as I can. And so far I haven't, so I'm like I feel blessed to be respected enough to like be able to get so many people to do something for me without getting anything. Granted, I'm trying to give them stuff like, hey, now you have more songs, now you have these connections, now you have this, now you have that. I'm just like I guess blessed in a way, thankful, grateful that people would rock with the vision with nothing in return, at least at this part of the game.
So it seems like everybody understands,
So
like, we are building something from the ground up. This is something that's just being built from the ground up. It's huge. It's not even the hugest of the huge right now, but it is huge because I feel like the scene has always been popping. The scene has always been diverse. It's just people get exposed to this one side. And they like, oh, well, that's all there is. And I say this all the time. Like, there's always there's a lot of there's been a lot of traction as far as what people are expecting from the Carolinas. Ever since DaBaby popped off, it was like, oh, the Carolinas. But we still have ways to go as far as
Oh my God.
creating our, I don't know, our identity. And I think the hard part is I don't think people realize how diverse it is because it can't fit in a box. It just can't, So
Yeah, what are we supposed to do? Like rap about being the biggest slave port in the country forever? You know what I'm saying? Like what do y'all want from us? Like let us become people. So yeah, it's interesting. And I'm actually super bummed because we tried to invite as many street niggas as we could. We tried to invite people who were doing music that was vastly different than like what I listened to. None of them came. None of them, not a single one came. Like none of the producers came, none of the artists came. And so what's funny is people talk about the gatekeeping aspect. People talk about the like one-sided aspect, but it's like, hey, Lo BG, we invited you. You didn't come, Hey, Mossberg, we invited you. You didn't come. You know what I'm saying? Like, we invited y'all. Y'all didn't come. But then y'all gonna be the same ones to hop on an interview and talk about how the college scene or whatever the fuck isn't fucking with hood niggas. And it's like, nah, we invited y'all. Y'all didn't come.
I
Like,
think that's something that really needs to be
so.
discussed. I put out a question like about a year ago on Crease Beats Media. Maybe it was a year ago, maybe two, I don't know. But I was just saying that, like, I was talking about how why it seems almost as if there's so much focus on the street niggas. And it's like, I don't have nothing against street niggas. I'm street. I'm not street. I have hood family members.
I'm not
Like,
at all,
you feel
so you
me? So
got
it's
it.
like it's nothing against that. I have an issue with people believing that this is the whole entire South Carolina scene. So it's kind of like because I want to shed light on the storytellers over here, the R&B artists over here. It's kind of like, oh, y'all not fucking with us, but it's a mentality. It's a mentality that some of them carry is I'm in it, this is the studio. This is not the streets, but you're treating it as the streets, as if you know, you're the only person who can have this. It's like a survival thing when it's really like, bro, we trying to work together, and it's about ego. Some people want to feel like that superstar, and it's like, oh, so now you see multiple other people that are talented, and now you feel as if, you know, you feel shook or whatever. And I just feel like, you know, I like that y'all even considered that, because I'm honestly just, I don't know how much you follow Cree Speaks Media, but like I show love a little here and there, but I'm all about the diversity. And I'm really just want people to see that there's more than the street sounds, but the street sounds are still valid. You get what I'm saying? So it's just, but the people with the street sounds, 100%. You know, it's the mentality that some of them carry. It's not cool.
It'd be like that. You just, you know, winners win, losers lose. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what kind of music you make. So if you are destined to win, you will win. If you are destined to lose, you will lose. All I can do is try to facilitate it in whatever way I know how. So
that's what I do. I'm just so grateful to even just have this opportunity to have you as my first guest, and I'm just so excited for it. Things like this make me really excited. Like when I started Cree Speaks Media, I was super, super excited about the talent I was finding. And this is something that actually came at a time, honestly, I don't even tell a lot of people this, but there were plenty of times at the end of last year, where I was like, man, I'm about to give this shit up. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I have my personal reasons. I ain't even getting into that. That's a whole nother episode. But it's like,
these things inspire me
to just, you know, I'm just like, I can't even see myself just giving up easy. It would be the hardest thing to do, because it's like, wow, these great things are happening. And we're on the ground floor of something just super amazing. It's so much talent here. So I'm just super grateful for this opportunity to even just talk with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a regular guy doing regular things. That's what I try to tell my friends. Don't listen to me. I'm always trying to talk about stuff. Like, if I can like kick game, or if I can like inspire somebody, or like just like explain how I feel about positivity, or like about music or whatever, like, you can always fuck with me. I could have done a whole episode about anime, but you don't even watch it, so you got lucky. That's the thing. My friends, I'll be late going places because somebody will talk to me about anime, and I'll be like, oh, my bad. We were talking, and we started talking about anime, and I was there for like 4 hours. My bad. Like, it's no joke. I appreciate you bringing me on. It's not every day that, you know, a young man such as myself gets to talk to people about the things that I'm doing. So
we definitely got to make that happen more. We definitely got to, hoping with the podcast turnout, we can just, you know, get more eyes on what you're doing, and it's all full circle. The love gets returned over and over. So I want to spend the last few minutes. We got like, what, shit, my math in my head is off. Seven minutes.
5 minutes. 6 minutes.
Yeah.
We have 6 minutes.
I should have got my kids in here. They know how to just take it right off the dome to the exact second. But I want to talk about some of my favorites, because you asked us this, what were some of our favorites? I remember screenshotting during the process, please. And then just going back trying to listen. I kept getting interrupted by my kids. They'd be loud. But some of my favorites were, I have to do this. This has to be the first one, which is crazy. High Sex. I thought that was an amazing vibe. It were amazing vibes. I absolutely love songs where women and men are on a track together. I just fucking love it. I live for it. I'm going to probably create a playlist of duets. I don't know if I would call that a duet. That's like four people. I don't know what the term is for that, but definitely it.
the first song next week is a song just like that. So I stopped in the middle of the I stopped in the middle of the R&B section, or like the end of it. So the first song, next week's session is a male female record, and I think there are a few. There are actually a lot of them. There's a Vierney
I
Heartbreak
love
Hutch record.
her.
There's it's that song is my second favorite song. I want that song to be a single. I love that song. No,
Oh my
and Matt Money's on
gosh,
it. I
that
forgot he added a
sounds.
verse. Keep going though. Tell me more of your
Oh,
favorites
okay,
before time
good.
runs out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I loved Nomad was definitely dope. Oh my gosh, I live
I love that
for
song.
for Pat and Hero. I live for those guys and just see them together at any fucking time. I'm grateful. I loved Crew. That was
Yeah.
that was dope.
Everybody, we already knew that was supposed to be the intro to the album too, but I was getting pressure from people around me to move it, because that last verse was just something else, so.
Wow. Okay. Crew. Let me see. High Sex, Nomad, Crew, Pony. Yes, I'm a big Jaw fan, so
Yeah,
yes,
that
snap,
beat's crazy
straight
too.
snap. That the production was just so fucking dope. Like every song was dope. And I'm one of those people, I hate choosing. I hate when they're like, well, which one was your favorite? Ain't no one, damn it. And I loved
Yeah, and
5% as
that's fine.
well. That was really good. They were
Oh
all
yeah.
good though, but those were some of my
Yeah, I got the artist wrong on that on the like thing. I asked everybody on Discord a few times who that was, and it wasn't Chemo. It was Shallon Flowers from the Upstate. I just knew it was somebody in the Upstate. I was like, shit, I don't know. I didn't know anybody in Upstate. So I was like, I
Oh
don't know, and I just
God,
guessed, and I
no,
was
gotta
wrong.
get there.
So yeah, it'd be like that. By the end of it, I'll have it right.
I don't
So
know
it's
many
okay.
upstate artists myself, so I was just glad to be exposed to people that I didn't know. Like Heartbreak Hutch, I really was digging his
Yeah,
I was digging his sound, so
he's
I had to go follow
fire.
him afterwards. I honestly wish I had like a list of everybody, but I'm sure I can dig and go all throughout the page and find everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, next, I think to me the
Okay,
second half's
okay.
better than the first half.
I'm looking forward.
So all my favorite songs are on the second half. There's a song I'll tell you right now so you have a little head up. The song Kingdom, I produced it. It's one of my favorite songs. There's a song called Nothing. It's my favorite song. I could have put that song on the album 27 times and I would have been happy. The song with Hutch and B. Renee, that's up there. What else? There's a song called In Motion that everyone loves. I love it too, but everyone
What
else
was
loves it
that
way more
one?
than me. Yeah,
In
there's
Motion. Okay. Oh,
In Motion.
title.
Yeah, well, there most of these are just the names of the beats. We don't even know what we're gonna call the songs yet. So, yeah, so. Yeah, the second half's crazy. Second half's crazy. Second half has that eight person song, it has everything. So I realize we have like a minute
Okay,
left,
okay,
so
okay.
I'm gonna
Well,
stop talking.
thank you so much for joining me and just the sum up, what can we do to further support Amethyst?
We've got merch for sale, amethystnsc.com. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. We're going to be announcing shows soon. I'm going to have more merch soon. I'm going to
Yes.
have physical copies of the album, whatever. I'm going to have all kinds of stuff. So just financial support is the best support you can give. Sharing is the best free support you can give. And that's it. That's it.
Okay,
Just
well, I
tell
am
people about
super
it.
proud of you and everybody who was a part of this project. I'm looking forward to the second listening section and everything that's about to happen with this. God bless you. Be safe out there, and we'll be in touch.
Yes.
Peace, peace,
All right,
peace.
take it easy.
Bye bye.
All right.